Okay.
Hey, I don't know who's listening to this shit, but welcome. We are here.
Are we live?
We're not live. Oh. I'm saying, obviously, whenever they fucking listen to it, Chase.
You just catfish me into some live shit?
6 seconds in, you already fucked up.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look.
Look.
Smoke. Whiskey.
Smoke. Smoke.
Whiskey.
Bitch. Smoke. Whiskey.
Smoke. Smoke. Whiskey. Bitch.
See the back of me the whole time.
That's fine. You can move over here or something if you want.
Shit.
Huh? Dude, it's just for Instagram. It's okay. I'm the moneymaker anyway. I'm the goddamn.
Dude, I literally. It makes me smile.
Damn, that shit full as. I swear to Jesus Christ, if you spill that on my shit, don't spill that.
Don't swear to Jesus.
I swear to Jesus Christo.
You know what? I swear to him all the time. You know what?
He better have my back. All the time.
He has your back, dog? I like the hat because it closes off everything, my peripherals. So if I look down, I'm just looking at the mic.
You're less distracted?
Yeah, I get real distracted, dude. That ADHD, HD.
What is that?
Huh?
ADHD?
Nothing I have to write.
Oh.
I just say a lot of letters sometimes. Amazing grace. How sweet.
Sing it.
The sound that saved
a wretch
like me.
Where were you?
You don't even. But now.
Oh, there you are. There you
I'm
are.
I'm found.
Making my soul smile.
But now I see.
I'd buy a ticket. Hey,
you better be careful.
You're going to make me famous, Brian.
I go on tour with that shit.
You're going to make me famous.
Smoking Whiskey fans. I hope you enjoyed the introduction.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
Me serenading Chase with worship to yours truly.
Can you do that before I go to bed?
Yeah, just absolutely,
sing
dude.
Me to sleep.
While we're cuddling, I'll just do it in your ear just a little bit.
You got the voice of 10,000 angels.
More like 926. I mean, not the 10,000 yet.
Oh,
it's not up there. I don't have the training. Which mic is mine? Ooh, that's mine right there. I keep mine down because I yell more passionately than you.
Hey, y'all, we're recording our first episode.
Yeah, brand new. This is the first episode. So
we're actually filming this as well.
Oh, yeah. Holy shit.
I meant to say we're recording our first episode.
No, I know. I know. I was fucking with you.
Oh.
But we are actually visually recording. Y'all get to see us being stupid with y'all's eyeballs instead of your earballs. You know what I mean?
Gotta start live streaming soon.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll go on Instagram. Y'all follow our Instagram, bro. We have an Instagram. It's straight up Smoking Whiskey Podcast. That's all it is. Look it up. You'll see us acting stupid. And then I will post a little clip of us chilling right here. I'm looking at the camera. No one's watching me, but I'm looking there. Chase, you look good.
You look good, bro.
Oh, my God.
Just show the folks what you're wearing, bro. Tell them.
Okay, I have my tiger suit on, okay? It's the tiger daddy suit. I'm showing a little bit of the hair right here.
I like it.
You feel
me? I like it.
I got
the hamburger meat hanging all out. Got the gold chain.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, the chain. It's all a piece, bro.
Dude, I love how the chain aligns with, you got that zipper down a little bit.
Yeah, zipper down just enough.
That V comes in and just lines up perfectly.
Right there, dog.
Symmetrical.
Showing people what's up. I'm drinking Everclear today, ladies and gents. And he, in a Dave and Buster's cup, is drinking what? What's he drinking?
This is White Claw.
White Clawsies. We're drinking the White Clawsies. Yeah, follow on Instagram, bro. It's we're up and coming. We're going to have one follower or two followers tomorrow, probably.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all be the first. Be the first to be there and send us a message. So show us your tits. Chase, work's been fucking terrible for you, huh?
It's been hot.
It's been pretty hot, huh?
It's been a little hot.
Oh, yeah. When are we gonna have one of your like fucking cousins or some shit come listen to our pod? I mean, come be a guest.
Oh, anytime.
Anytime. Yeah. Oh shit, I need you to give me a list of names. We need to have a list of good guests. We need to have make a list. If you could choose the first, like, what's your first three guests? If you could choose anybody in the world, name three people that you could have as a guest on our show.
Jesus, The Rock, and Kevin Hart.
You didn't say Theo Vaughn, which is a big shock to me.
Man.
Which is a huge...
Theo is my co-host. Co-co-host already.
Co-co-host.
I already told you.
Theo's never going to listen to this, and even if he did, he would laugh in your face. He makes way too much money for you, bro.
Yeah. You know what?
He's too rich, dog. He's a rich redneck.
I don't think that matters to him.
But anyways, I think it does. No, I know it doesn't.
Is that Theo's a fucking cool magic stick? What is that?
Dude, it's part of the chair that I'm sitting on. I'm holding one of the supports.
Okay, why did I just think of
what?
The fact that I even thought of a magic stick.
I don't even know what a magic stick is.
A wand. You know, like it looked
a
like
fucking a wand.
Never mind, man.
Who calls it a magic stick? What are you from the Great Depression, dude? Who calls it a magic stick? Oh my god.
Oh man.
It's like calling a water bottle a plastic holder.
Dude. It looked like
that's like calling a fucking wallet a billfold.
Who I was are thinking you, bro? Magic wand, but then 50 cent entered my brain.
Magic stick. Holy shit. You are channeling Theo Vaughn, aren't you? That's one of them magic sticks.
I got the magic stick.
Da, 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 da. Not even the right song. Holy shit. Well, so we've played chess, and we've played Madden. We've played 2K. We've wrestled. Which is there anything you've won yet?
I don't think so.
Not yet. We're getting there. He's getting there, folks.
Not at all. You're awesome.
I'm just unnecessarily good at a couple things that don't matter, and then when things matter, I'm fucking trash. But that brings the subject. I think that's my purpose here on the earth. I've told you this before, is that I think I'm slightly good enough at a bunch of things so I can make other people better. And then, because everybody can train at something and be better than me, but if you don't train or if you don't care, I'm better than you. You understand? I'm looking at the camera when I say that.
I keep forgetting that we're recording.
Yeah, me too. Cheers. I'm better than you. Cheers.
I like that. That's kind of weird. It's a little weird.
What, recording?
Visually? Yeah, for sure.
Oh, well, I don't give a shit, dude. Man. I'm chilling. I'm straight chilling.
I have my sunglasses.
Yeah, you need your sunglasses. I need my sunglasses. You don't need your fucking sunglasses, okay? I need my sunglasses. What do you need sunglasses for? We're inside.
Man, it's like they're magic. Like a magic stick.
Chris Lee would say, my future's too bright.
Listen, I want you to look up on Amazon right now.
No, dude.
A magic
set. I fucking
set.
Refuse.
A magic set. And
nope.
I guarantee you the wand that comes out of that motherfucker looks exactly like this. I guarantee
it. Oh, no, no. I know what you're talking about. It's a white tip. I know.
Okay.
I know the fucking set you're talking about. What was that?
No, it was my vape.
Oh, yeah, I know the set you're talking about. I used to thought I was a goddamn magician. One time I walked up to my dad, bro, and I had one singular card. I had one card in my hand, and I was like, watch this. And I just flipped it really fast, and it fell to the ground, and I looked up at him, and I was like, yeah, I'm a fucking magician, dude. And he was like, he acted all surprised. He was being a good dad and shit. He was like, oh, what the fuck? Yeah, but I did the one card magic trick on his ass. I did that flippity floppity.
If I was your parent, I would be like, how quick can you disappear?
Yeah.
I would tell you to go. I would literally play hide and seek with you and then never find you.
Oh, dude, just never look for me. I promise you that's probably happened to me so many times. And I'm just like, dude, I'm such a good hider, bro. Sit there for like 45 minutes and not go anywhere. Dude,
dad was probably smashing something in there.
Oh, dude, just beating the shit. Hey, I used to be super good at hiding, I'm not going to lie. I used to like contort my fucking body and shit. I'd climb under and over and on top of and inside of everything, dude. I'd be hidden.
That's what she said.
Absolutely. That's for you guys. What was your favorite child's game growing up? Like, what did you play as a kid? Because I know you were around like black and white TV, you know. So it was very much like you like playing outside more and everything. I know you traveled. So. So because of that,
I might start playing with this camera a little
bit. You like it, huh? You like them angles. What was your favorite game, bro? Don't go off subject.
So I have a memory with my great grandmother. We played Trouble.
Trouble? The time. Oh, the little pop thing?
Yeah, the little, yeah.
Oh, wait, was that Sorry?
That's Trouble? Nostalgic for me. Sorry is also when I played a lot, too. But Trouble has a very, like, deep meaning for me because of that. But my game was Monopoly. And
oh, I
you're
love
not
Monopoly.
You start playing Monopoly with me mid afternoon. I'm not letting you just succeed.
No.
Like, I'm taking everything you have. I want your willpower.
Hey,
I want your next day. Yeah. I want you to think about that. I was 8 years old. Like, Monopoly was I was so competitive.
I've literally made Rennie cry playing Monopoly. And the thing is, I didn't do anything. I was fucking, all I did, bro, was win. I was just winning. And she would, like, get frustrated. I would, like, skip her properties.
Yeah, but you're an asshole.
Yeah, but I'm great. I'm a great player.
You talk a lot of shit.
Not with her. I did when Rachel was playing and, like, my mom and everything, and we were all fucking talking shit. And then when it was just me and Rennie left, I didn't say anything. I was just laughing.
Yeah.
But my laugh is maniacal. Like, when somebody fucks up, I'm like, I do like that. That's my laugh.
Why wouldn't you lift them up, bro?
Because fuck that, dude. I tear already
them down.
Dude, episode like 2 or 7, one of them, I was like, hey, I like when people fail, bro. I want to succeed and I want to see you fail. It makes my heart smile. You understand? Dude,
why isn't the light on?
What light on? The camera light?
The thing we have it hooked to.
No, because it'd be too bright. It'd look weird.
We haven't tried it.
Go turn it on and see what it does.
I mean, come on.
See if it's fucking bright enough or not.
That's why we have this.
You mean that's kind of.
Yeah. Never mind. Let me see.
Oh. Fucking breaks it. Oh. Dude, it's so bright, dude. It's incredible.
You know how it's going to turn out, like, on the actual camera?
All right, well, fuck it. We'll keep it on. It's so bright.
Okay, turn it down a little bit.
Oh, no. Hey, I'm not tripping.
No, let's go down. How do you do it?
Probably the minus sign, you fuck. Yeah, keep hitting it. Ooh. A little warmer. Okay, see, that's better. That makes a little more sense.
You know what?
Dude, we're talking about nothing. We've talked 12 minutes of nothing, dude.
You're talking about yourself?
Absolutely. What better thing to talk about?
How am I sounding so far?
You sound fantastic,
trying
dude.
To be projected, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know, because you're always fucking quiet. Silent.
One of us has to be.
I know, dude. It's contradicting. It's a good thing. Not contradict, complimenting. Because I'm projected and loud as fuck. And you can't be that way because then we'd just be two assholes yelling. You know what I mean? Now it's one asshole yelling and one dude listening and
like we
pitching
in
everyone.
Like Madden.
Yeah, dude. I can't believe I threw a controller out. He threw... Hey, yo. He fucking spilt a White Claw 3 times in one game. And he threw my controller a couple times. And his hat has been in a domestic situation. He threw his hat for like 7 or 8
competitive.
Times.
Competitive. I am very competitive.
Me too, but the only difference is I win.
Well, some people have to grow up and do things other than play video games.
That's true.
Ryan.
Well, hey, what do you grow up and do? Because I'll beat you at that too.
Oh, he's so quick.
I am
so
quick.
Quick-minded.
So unless it's quick. School, because I'm fucking dumb when it comes
dude,
to school.
You look like, I'm too lazy. You look like a big toe.
No, I look like a thumb off Spy Kids. You ever seen that shit? I look like a thumb.
You could be Honey Boo Boo's dad.
Oh, absolutely, dude. I look like a thumb off Spy Kids, bro. Do you remember Spy Kids? Did you see that when you were like 40 or what?
My kids have seen Spy Kids, I'm sure.
Wow.
No, I know what you're talking about. What's
the thumb? Do you know what the thumbs I'm talking about?
No,
though?
I don't.
Holy
no,
shit! If I you would have laughed your ass off, me calling myself a thumb. I look just like a thumb, bro.
I like the way you look. I told you that.
I know.
I like it.
I'm hot.
Put your gorilla chest.
I'm hot, but people don't want to admit
show,
I'm hot.
Show them that chest here. What's up?
Hey, bro.
Just show them what's up.
Looks like I still have a shirt on. You know what I mean? I pull this apart and they're like, "Damn, what's that thin undershirt he's
got
on?"
Got a farmer's tan in here,
bro. You could ask Andrew from episode like fucking 4 or whatever. That Andrew, you can ask him. I was like fucking 13 or 14 years old and I had to fucking trim my chest. He's seen me do it. I was like shaving my chest and shit.
Was it weird having all that body hair and like and then a small penile?
No, because that's not really my situation.
But I'm sure it was at the time. Yeah.
Well, I have a vagina, dude. Why do you assume I have a penis, bro?
I've seen you like hop out the pool. There's no shape there.
Yeah, see, I have a vagina. I told you, bro. I have a vagina. Why are you so upset at it? You're the one in transition. You're trying to be more like me every day. And that's not my fault. That's society's fault.
Yeah.
Holy shit. This Everclear... Mio is a savior. Because I think you can mix any alcohol with Mio, to be honest. Put a little bit of water in Mio. You can mix anything. Yeah. You can figure it out. What's your favorite drink, Chase?
My favorite drink is Jack and Coke.
Mine too. Whiskey and Coke is the way Absolutely. To go. I like Crown because I'm a little fucking fancier.
It's too sweet for me.
Yeah. If you're mixing it with Coke, I like Crown Apple because for some reason Apple and Coke.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the sweet shit, but Crown Apple I love with like Sprite or some shit. It's delicious.
Crown Apple, like...
I don't even see Crown Apple as like whiskey, though. I just think of it as like a really cool liquor. When you're talking whiskey, you already know mine is Cotton Hollow.
Yeah,
Cotton Hollow is my shit. We've tried that. Jay said that yesterday. That yesterday.
I told you stop repping guys, man. They don't pay us.
Oh yeah, yeah. They don't advertise us up. Cotton beep. Fuck, man.
So that chess game, you were milking it, bro.
I wasn't milking it. Hey, look, Chase took my queen early, so he had the clear advantage. And then, by the way, like I said. He hasn't won anything yet, but he had a chance to win there, and I had a fucking king and a pawn and shit, and I milked it all the way to the other side, got my queen back, traded queens with him, and then it was a stalemate. Everybody who plays chess, like I know a couple people that might listen to this and know chess, I did the right thing, and I fucking juiced it. I did exactly what I was supposed to do, okay?
I don't like what you did.
You don't like it because you didn't win, guy.
Well, I mean, you changed your strategy like at the last moment.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
I don't know what you're talking about, guy. It was a win-win. We both won, guy. Or we both lost. Either way. All I know is you'll never beat me at anything. I'll make sure of it, dude. I'll accidentally kick your controller out your hand mid-run.
I will beat you with a brick.
A brick, dude. The whole hidden brick trick. I wonder if we can talk about nothing the whole time. I bet you we could do it.
What do you want to talk? We always talk about nothing.
No, I know that. About? No, I know that. But I mean like no subject at all. Like just straight banter.
I thought that's what we always... Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah,
got
like
you.
Just straight back know, and man. Forth shit.
I'm tired as fuck.
It'd be know. Tough. You are tired. I'm it tired. Has to do with your job and you need to quit. You just need to, okay?
I'm not a quitter. I'm not a quitter. I don't care how miserable my life is.
You spitter?
I'm not frozen.
I like the camera because we keep looking at it. It's
I'm not
fucking
frozen,
funny.
Folks. I don't know what to do next.
Are you a spitter?
What?
What? Huh? What are you talking about, dude?
Listen, you need to do this podcast as if it's going to be brought up in your next job interview.
I hope it does. They'd love me, dude. Hey, bro, if my boss don't like this fucking podcast, I don't even want to work for him. Ricky listens to it, my boss.
I tell everyone not to.
See, I do the opposite because I'm a good performer, dude. I want people to listen to what I do, okay? It's actually false. I make music, and I'm terrified to show it to anybody. I don't show any...
I feel like I play a character, but this is really you.
This is just me, bro. That's why I like it, dude. I like this shit. I'm myself and I let that shit go. No filter, no nothing. The only filter is I don't say anything racist because I'm not racist and I don't say anything that's like fucking.
Can you play 15 seconds of the magic stick?
Bro, you ever heard of Breaking Out of Jail by Johnny Cash?
I don't want to say absolutely. And
everyone lying. Thinks they have, but you haven't. It's no, when you get into guitar and then you put your nail on the string and you go like they're filing out of a jail cell.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's a good dad joke
like
for all those
the
people.
Cocaine
that,
Blues.
Cocaine Blues. What's that?
The song.
Is it an actual song?
The Lab in Folsom Prison song, right?
Do you even know what I just told you? Like it was a joke. The Breaking Out of Jail by Johnny Cash.
It was a joke.
See, folks, this is what this should be a sponsor for fucking Alzheimer's. And the fight against Alzheimer's. Jeez. Because I told him a very plain joke a dad joke, and it just blew by him because he heard "Breaking Out of Jail" by Johnny Cash, and he thought it was a real song. I started
thinking about the other song.
Okay, well, that's what that's your problem. You
didn't capture my attention, Brian Watson.
See, that's your problem, Chase. You start thinking about what you're going to say before I'm done saying something. Okay?
Listen.
Get in the corner.
LaGuardium
Leviosa. Yeah, Wingardium shut the fuck osa. Hey, all I'm saying is you got to listen to people, okay? Stop pointing at the camera, dude. Nobody's there. What are you looking through? You can't look through a stick, bitch. How many drinks have you had?
Two.
Fuck. I've had so much.
Yeah. Anyways. So what's this supposed to... This
right bro, the there? Engraving on the chest thing. Yeah. How... Do you think... You know how fucking hard that is, dude?
No, let's use that.
You, like, doing that by hand, bro? Carving, like, a chest... I bet you I could do it. It would take me a long time, but I bet you I could do it.
You were the fucking most narcissistic.
No, I'm not, bro.
I don't even like my.
I'm humble, bro.
God, and now, man. To our next sponsor, BetterHelp.
BetterHelp.com. Yeah. Are you a narcissistic sociopath in need of attention in any way, shape, or form?
Now you can pay thousands for a psychiatrist and psychologist and just text them.
Yeah, now you can just email them.
Whatever.
And then a bot responds with like some fucking... No, I'm just kidding. I bet BetterHelp's super, super helpful for people.
Listen, if I wanted to get mentally fucked, I would just go down to the VA.
No, you'd come here and play Madden. Yeah.
You're so competitive.
I am, dude. See, I'm sure you're not used to running into people as competitive as you. That's literally all I think about all the time. As soon as I look at somebody in the face, I go, what can I beat them at and what can they never beat me at?
Right.
And I go through the list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
Literally everybody. Children.
I hope you succeed.
Children, man. Grandparents, everything. If I look at an old man.
I wish you the best.
I look at an old man and I'm like, can he box me? Nah. And it makes me feel good. It makes me feel good. I look at like some 6-year-old girl, I'm like, she can't play basketball very well. I'm like, I got her. I think that about everybody.
That's terrible.
It's a sickness. But I love it. I do like it. It gives me little tiny ego boosts throughout the day. And when I lose at something, I don't hate the person that beat me. I love the person that beat me. I hate myself to a fucking serious degree.
You sound like a fucking psychopath.
I don't, dude. Maybe. No, you have empathy. Maybe I do.
You have empathy.
Huh?
You have empathy.
When I want to, yeah.
Yeah.
I can turn it on and off.
You can.
It's, but the thing is, it's... You ever seen fucking, like, vampire shows?
Swagger.
Dude, it's tough, isn't it?
It is.
It does turn off sometimes. Usually when I want puss, I'll turn it off. Because I'll be a little bitch for pussy, dude.
I am never going to meet a decent female doing this fucking podcast.
Yes, you will.
No,
dude.
They're gonna listen to this shit and I'm just over.
No, I disagree. I think they'll listen to it and be like, this is a great podcast.
Yeah, that's the ones you don't want.
I'm gonna send them money. That's what I think is gonna happen. I'm putting the energy into the universe. Yeah. Fucking hate when people say shit like that.
Now we got a fucking topic. You just ruined
No.
Energies is everything.
No, I agree. Shut up. I agree.
Daddy's talking for
okay,
a second.
Okay, yeah.
Now.
I'm actually quiet because you told me to shut up. So Daddy's not talking. So hey, I do agree with you. I do agree with the energy, but the way people don't say it right. You know what I mean? People are like, I am going to be rich by the end of the year. I'm putting the energy out. Yeah. I'm talking about that shit. I'm not talking about having a good or bad vibe.
I'm not talking about share this post of you love Jesus
exactly.
on Facebook.
Yeah, I go on Twitter,
I'm talking
or
about
Instagram,
the way I feel about a person when I walk into a room.
Right. That matters a lot.
It is a gift, but it's also, it's a curse.
It is a curse. Absolutely.
I'm a very perceptive person.
Yep.
I feel a lot of energies, but at the same time, it can make me act a certain type of way.
Yeah.
You know, when people are like, dude, what, you know, are you okay? Are you good?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I'm just experiencing a lot of things that you're not paying attention to.
Exactly. It does affect your mood because I'm like you. I can read that shit too. Yeah. And I'm perceptive like you're talking about. And it does suck because you'll react to something that nobody else is able to react to.
Yeah.
So you can see something or sense something or feel some vibe from somebody else and it ruins your mood for a couple minutes and people just think you're fucking weird because you've changed the way you act for something that other people can't see.
Right.
Yeah, and it is fucked up, especially when there's people you care about around you and you're like, you're acting mad or you're acting upset and you're... It also sucks because you can't explain it.
Right.
You just sound crazy. You'll be like, look, I see eyes moving and I've seen somebody do something and it just made me feel like a little weird. You know what I mean? And then we keep looking at the camera. I like it. But when you do that and you can't explain it, you just seem crazy. And it is kind of fucked up. That's right. Why people who are perceptive like us usually are really quiet, kind of like you are.
I am quiet.
Yeah. I'm one of the weird ones that just speak out.
The most I talk all day, any day.
I know.
Or all week. Anyway.
You're welcome. It feels good, doesn't it?
Not always, no.
Yes, it does, bitch.
No, it doesn't. I'm a very closed off person.
I know, but it feels good. You already talked about it being therapeutic. Why do you think that is?
If I did this with anybody, I don't know. I just couldn't. I could be. Okay, let's say we could hit this off, right?
Uh-huh.
And like it would blow up, and then I would get invited to do a podcast with someone I didn't know or somebody I didn't vibe with. Like, it wouldn't go well. Like, that's just the way that I am. Like, I'm a very simplistic person.
Yeah.
I don't need a lot. I don't... Man, my relationships are usually pretty solid, but I don't have a lot of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the way I've always been. That's why my
You're picky and choosy.
My roster for being a 36-year-old dude is fucking tight.
Dude, I have the whole G League.
Dude, I can still count on both my hands.
Yeah, that's a good thing, though. That's a good thing. No, you're picky and choosy.
Very fucking picky.
You're picky and choosy, and that's a good thing. And that's also why I think you wouldn't be able to do this kind of podcast with anybody else. I think I'm a key to you being able to open up on this podcast. And you still don't. But whenever you do, I'm going to be the reason why. And that's because we're a lot alike.
What do you mean I still don't?
You still don't because, dude, I know you. We fucking hung out for a couple hours today, and you're starting to close off a little bit. Getting on the podcast because you know people who aren't me are going to listen to it.
Yeah.
That's why you're closed off. You are open, but you're not completely open like I am.
Now
I haven't stopped talking the whole time. That's because
we're getting somewhere.
That's because I'm fucking flowing.
We're on a journey, baby.
You got to let that river flow.
We're on a journey, baby.
Yeah. If you feel any kind of resistance in your head to stop yourself from talking, you're doing it wrong, dude. At least here.
Right,
here's
right,
a safe
right,
place,
right.
Bro. I can edit this shit out. If you say something you don't like, you fuck it. It's okay, dog.
We don't edit. We've never
edited. We haven't edited yet. No, but I can. So
there's
just
probably
feel
a few
good.
Things that should have been.
You
edited.
Probably should have. Yeah, yeah. Who cares, dude? My audience knows better. My audience understands me.
Man,
they understand you a little bit, but they understand me.
Can you sing again for me, bro? What's that? Give him a little song. We gotta make it. We gotta make that a segment.
Wow, segment. Brian sing something.
What are you singing? What were you about to sing? I know what you were about to sing. I heard that note. Sing it.
My mind's telling me no.
Oh shit!
But my body's telling me yes, baby. I don't wanna hurt nobody.
Fucking let him know.
But there's something that I must confess. And that's just a little taste of my pussy.
That's what you're messing with.
You like that, dude? Hey.
Wait till they see me dance.
Yeah, dude.
Wait
just
till they see me dance.
Just start stripping. Hey, they already have, dude.
Can we start? Yeah, they did. Thank you for that.
Anybody who follows our Instagram, you can see Chase strip on Daddy. He gives Daddy a lap dance, okay? He does it. He does it right on Instagram, Smoking Whiskey Podcast.
Shit.
God, I gave him a pack of used cigarettes and half a Juul pod, and he just did it. I don't know. He just stripped for me. It was crazy. You can see the results on Instagram, Smoking Whiskey Podcast.
And I gave this motherfucker half a fucking Chick-fil-A nugget and some Chick-fil-A sauce.
Dude, and I fucked him. I bent him over and I fucked the shit out of him. Dude, all it took was a chicken strip. It was
all
incredible.
The corn.
All the
corn.
God. Yeah, so go see him strip. He's still holding the magic stick. A.K.A. the chair support. Holy shit. I need a drink. Keep him company while I go make this shit again.
I don't like when you do that.
Dude, just do it. It's okay.
That's a lot of responsibility.
Talk about literally anything. Talk
anything.
About the air.
Okay.
Talk about oxygen.
Oxygen.
Just keep him company, bro. It's okay. Dad'll be right back.
What are you talking about? Anyways. What are you doing? I like this. I like the camera?
You like that camera?
Dude, it's not the same.
What's not the same?
It's not the same.
You need me, huh?
Hey.
You know what? No, I don't need you. I need somebody.
You need me, baby. Oh, okay.
That was cool. That was cool. That was cool.
Honestly, so, didn't do anything.
I'm looking at Brian Watson.
I look good, huh?
That outfit is fucking glorious.
It's good, isn't it? Dude, I love this shit.
You look like a candy cane that got old.
I look like a retired, like a retired Willy Wonka character. God, like a fucking.
I don't even turn my face away from the camera because like I'm like laughing at him.
Trash of somebody that was riding like Willy Wonka characters.
You're okay.
A failed Willy Wonka sketch.
You look like you halfway have it together.
Right.
But then, exactly, you turn around and you have a bedazzled tiger and a Santa
like
hat
I'm all business.
On your back.
I'm all business and I turn around and it's just tiger, dog. And everyone's like, wait, hold up. I thought he was a nice guy.
And it's actually on a baseball jacket.
It is. And it's fucking glitter.
And it's so soft. And it's sequin on the back.
It really is soft.
And if you don't know what sequin is, folks, it's that really beady... Or not beady. Flake. They like it's like fish scale type shit.
Yeah, it's
right?
Like glitter yeah. Fish scales.
My daughters have pillows like that. They'll rub it one way and it'll look like this. And
That's some lame shit right there. Yeah. You can't even lay a pillow. You can't lay.
Dude, I wasn't even allowed to hang posters in my fucking room when I was.
Wow, there. Were you fucking in Auschwitz? What happened?
No, I always lived in government housing, and we couldn't. My parents didn't want to fill in holes when we left.
Oh yeah, that's true.
That's what she said.
I like leaned my TV against the paint on the wall and shit. I'm not getting my deposit back. I promise you.
It's not gonna happen. It's called spackle.
I know, but that blind over there is missing.
How'd that happen?
That it was already like half off when we bought the place.
It looks like somebody like this apartment belonged to a crackhead and they pulled that one blind out so they could peer.
Yeah, they
out
could peek.
They get paranoid.
Yeah. I do that though. Dude, I'm paranoid as shit. I've always been like that.
Really?
I've always been paranoid. Like literally, ask Rennie. I'm not going to say anything. Just ask her.
Yeah.
Like, and she will tell you. I just for a couple seconds, not even in a weird way. It's just in my head. I'm like, I got to check out real quick. And I go to the blinds. I open it up, look around for like 2 seconds, and I close it and go away. I do it all the time.
I think that's just.
Just to check shit out.
I think that's just genetically in us. You know what I mean?
Especially because I'm with her, because that's when I started doing it.
You're being a protector.
Yeah, I don't ever want anything to fucking happen to her. That's why when she was like, do you really need a gun? And I'm like, yes, bro.
Yeah.
I could fight somebody, but fucking, I don't want anybody coming in here and doing some shit to the person I love, you know what I mean?
It's nice to have that option.
Yeah.
It is.
I hope I never have to use it, but I also hope I never need to use it and don't fucking have it.
Right.
Because that's the worst thing that could happen to you.
I borrow yours. When someone breaks in my place, I'll be like, hey, Brian, mm-hmm. Can I borrow your gun real quick?
Call me up. He's coming up the stairs. Drive as fast as you can.
I'm in the bathroom.
You know, my mom has a little tiny gun, a little pistol that's in her purse, in a bag, zipped up. And like I'm like, Mom, you really need to... Mom, you really need to. Yo, he took a drink of my Everclear, and
we drink
like,
differently.
Yeah, I know, dude. I'm drinking hot Everclear and Everclear and Mio water.
Why?
And he's sipping a cold White Claw.
Do you hate yourself?
No, dude. This yeah, I just doesn't faze me.
Yeah, White Claws taste decent.
They do. I agree.
They're light.
This doesn't bother me. When I was in Thailand, I talk about Tyler all the time. When I was in Tyler, I was.
You're not. What are you fucking doing, frat boy?
Yeah, like I'm in prison, dude.
Frat boy.
Dude,
what are you doing, frat boy? We gotta stop doing that because the listeners.
I think it's
can't.
Really fucking. They can't. It's just
can't
a second of silence.
We're doing that shit though when we look at the camera.
They have no clue, and that's the best part.
Hey, where's our time at? I'm ready to turn it up.
We're at 30. Turn it up. What you want to do?
Oh, we gotta get more animated.
What's good and more animated?
Yes,
more animated than
turn
I am
the
right
fuck
now.
Fuck up, bro.
What do you want from me, dude?
Dude, I want you to take that fucking hat off.
Dude, this hat
only
is delicious.
Only because I
want to
fucking wear it.
We can trade hats. What's up? You want this hat?
Let's do it.
That's okay. That's okay. Do you want the audience to see my haircut and then fucking
show it off?
You want vaginas to get more wet?
What? Can you pass them to me?
I have to. I gotta grow. Let me see.
Oh shit! That's
is it flat bill?
That's that Crosby, Fair and Rodeo 2021. That's a special edition, baby.
Oh shit!
They only make that. Yeah, man.
Oh, let me try the backward
anybody
shit
from
like
Crosby
you do.
Crosby already knows.
Try the backward shit.
Nobody from Crosby.
Does this look stupid?
Shit though. What?
Does this look dumb?
No, we gotta wear that shit forward, bro.
Do I really? You just had it on backwards.
You have to cut. Yeah, you're not me. Hi. You got a country boy.
Yeah, I might actually be able to pull it off.
Okay, won't you loosen it up before you stretch my shit out, big head?
Nah, it's not tight, bro.
Dude, you have a bigger head than you do beard.
Dude, I do. I do have a big head, bro.
Dude, I like your haircut, though, dog.
I do, too. Yeah, you look good, man. Dude, Ruby was her name. Some, like, 60-year-old Latina chick. I'm going to go she where's hooked she it up. Sports Clips, bro.
No.
I paid $100
no,
for
it. No, negative.
I paid $100 because I got negative a shampoo. I got three products. No, I usually go to somewhere like that because I usually just get faded, which is what I wanted to do. I just get faded on the right and left side. But
don't we all just want to get faded?
Yeah. Did I have like four?
This episode brought to you by
Epitude.
That's what I like to call it. You never heard that joke? Really?
You're not gonna bring yourself back. It's okay.
That's all right.
You're not gonna convince me. I'm the king of that shit. See, this is good. You're tripping. I like it. It's just because it's warm. It throws people off.
Yeah.
You aren't used to drinking warm liquor, and I'm fucking it up.
Yeah, you're the only motherfucker that will put no ice in your drink.
Just so I can have more.
You get mad that it takes up room.
Uh-huh. Because I don't want to drink it and be like, I'm already out. Better help.
You made me snort, man.
Oh, yeah.
Better help.
BetterHelp. Are you an alcoholic?
Me?
Or do your family just think you are? Either way, fix yourself.
Listen.
What's up?
Life's a journey, baby.
Life's a journey. Enjoy it.
Run with it.
Enjoy it. Fuck that destination. Yeah, you don't even know
just
where you're going.
Take care of the people in your life, man. That's what matters.
Always.
Always. Do you mean that?
Including me.
Do you mean that?
Hmm?
Do you mean that? Can you stop doing that?
I mean what part? Dude, fuck you. I'm going to do it.
Like, why do you have a big-ass bottom lip, and then you have a bird lip for an upper lip?
I don't have a bird lip for... You're tripping. I have DSL, dog. I could suck the shit out of a dick if I was gay, dude. I'd suck the best dick you've ever seen in your life if I was gay, bro. The world's lucky I'm not gay, because nobody would get dick. It would just be all mine. You
understand? You're all lucky. I'm not a woman because we'd be in a big old pile now because I'm a big old whore.
Bro, I told my whole family that. I said, the world's lucky I'm not a girl because I would own every dude I knew. No, I would. You see how I am right now and how manipulative my fucking passion is and everything? How I can fucking make people think what I want them to think and shit?
You guys keep
imagine if that. I had the power of the puss.
You guys keep thinking that.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
I know it, bro.
Never mind.
I know what you mean.
You guys keep thinking that.
Dude, I'm a monster, okay? The Watson jeans are here and prominent. I keep forgetting we're recording.
I shall stay humble.
That's okay.
We're always
stay
recording.
Humble. I'll just go ahead and win.
Now you're rambling.
Huh?
Now
of course I am. Rambling. That's the whole point.
Did you hit my weed?
This is just drunk.
Did you hit my weed?
Smoking whiskey, semicolon,
whiskey?
Drunk rambling, whiskey.
Witzky.
Smoking Witzky. It's a German version.
It sounds like a chess move that you beat me with.
Yeah, the Witzky. It's because that's the sound that pieces make.
I'm getting
make.
Tired Witzky, of not beating Witzky, this kid Witzky, or anything. Witzky.
That's because of the... Huh?
Nothing.
Say it again.
That's for all the camera.
Say it one more time. You're tired of what?
When I hit this, that means I don't talk.
Eat a shirt.
This is my time.
God, you're fucking...
If you ever see
vape,
me,
that's the size of a...
It's not a vape.
A fucking let's get D-battery.
Don't get it twisted.
Oh, my bad. What is it? What is it, Chase?
It's not a vape. I call it a vape.
Uh-huh. What is it?
It's fucking great weed. That's what it is.
Yeah, but what's it in?
Really? That's actually called a cartridge.
Oh, my God. Everybody who's listening...
Don't call it a vape. Like, it's some, like, big-ass,
it's a
bulky,
vape, dog. It's a vape.
Like, it's some
I know you
big-ass,
don't. I know you don't
bulky.
Want it to be a vape, but it's a goddamn vape, dude. It's okay.
Listen, can we stop talking about...
You press a little button.
My breaking the law every single time on this fucking podcast.
Dude, nobody
you,
even knows
you,
we're in
you
Texas.
You wonder why I'm so closed off.
Nobody even knows we're in Texas, dude.
Yeah, okay. We've already talked about it.
I know.
I'm done,
dude.
Folks.
You press a little button. You press a little button.
If I survive,
what?
I can't. I won't make it with you.
Yeah, I know.
I won't make
That's
it.
Fine.
You're just no. I gotta. But
dude,
I can't leave you behind.
By the time I know,
never.
It's hard.
Never.
I,
leave
and I
behind,
respect
man.
That. Eventually, when you fucking get tired of me and dip, I'll just be getting drunk and
you,
rambling like this by myself to nobody.
I would never dip on you, Brian. Watson.
I appreciate that, dog. First of many. Cheers. Hey,
cheers
my boy.
Cheers to you.
Man. Dude, this suit's unbelievably comfortable.
What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is, it depends on what it is. If you're talking about clothing, it's black.
Yeah.
If you're talking about something that has to be colorful, it's red.
When it's colorful or when it's really cloudy outside, what color is, like, you ever seen like a dark haze in the sky? And like, and it kind of looks dark, but it kind of looks blue. Like, what does it look like to you?
I'm trying to figure what you're talking about. Not like overcast, but
it's
when...
It's not overcast. No, it's
what do you
like,
mean? I'm trying to figure what you
like
mean.
It's like this like really thin like cloud. You know what I mean? You can't tell if it's like
oh, yeah, yeah. Dark okay. or so blue. It's like a very light gray.
Yeah.
A very, very light
like,
gray.
What is it? Like, I think that's like a... This God's colorblind test.
Wow, he's like, does anybody notice?
Dude, I'm serious. That's
yeah,
like,
if
that's
someone's like,
asking.
It's a clear day out here, you're like, they're colorblind.
That fucking bugs me.
No, yeah, I don't know. It's like one giant thin cloud
yeah.
that just covers
the
whole
yeah,
the fucking
whole
sky.
Sky. Yes.
It is,
you know exactly
it is,
what I'm talking about.
I know exactly which. Of course yeah. I do. Because I look up and I'm like, dude, is there really no cloud showing right now? I think you keep looking at the camera, bro. You like that camera, huh?
Huh?
The camera makes
I like
you
looking
act
at
up,
you.
Doesn't
I like looking at you.
You like looking at me, baby? No, oh, the hat?
Not really. I just make
oh, I was like, why does our hat look weird? It's because we changed.
Oh, we did.
The hat doesn't even what fucking match my outfit anymore.
Dude, this one matches mine.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
That's because on the camera it just looks like plain
no,
black.
No, I looked at it from you. What? Back up, son.
It's not that it doesn't match. It it's, doesn't. It's no, no, no. Okay, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. Listen,
golden brown.
You listen. You're right. I messed up saying it doesn't match. It matches, but it doesn't complement. If that makes sense.
No, I mean compared to how it complements your fucking tiger.
Oh yeah, it's made for me.
Zip up.
It's made for this
hoodie
outfit.
Or baseball jacket.
Mm-hmm.
No, it doesn't complement mine as well.
Right, but. It does match. It matches a lot better than mine. I have some shitty gray fucking hat. What does it even say on here? You just drinking my drink? We just sharing this shit?
What?
You going to come over to the dark side, bro. You're going to start making Everclear, hot Everclear drinks like me.
No, that's gross. That's gross. Who's your... who is your girl to cheat with?
My hall pass?
Yes.
The thing is, it's hard for me to have a hall pass because me, I want to fuck her with Rennie. You know what I mean? It's more threesome material. I don't think I would ever want... Stop looking at the camera, bro. I don't think I would ever...
you like, might have the better voice, but I can't work the camera.
Oh, you ain't seen me work a camera, bro. You ain't seen it.
No, Rennie works that camera. You don't, dog.
Oh, you have no idea.
Okay. What? Let me subscribe, motherfucker.
Pay for my
OnlyFans. Let me subscribe.
Pay for my OnlyFans, dude.
I'll shut up.
Could you imagine if I had an OnlyFans? How funny
that
would
be. Dude, I was thinking about I'll beat off for a gay dude.
Dude, I'll fucking shake my ass so...
I'm thinking about it.
I got a little...
It's hot out there.
I got
a
little...
It's hot.
Every time at work, bro, that you hit launch, you're like, bro, I could just not go back to work right now and make an OnlyFans. I don't blame any girl that has OnlyFans, bro. Unless you're, like, married. It's a little weird, but also... Just do it, you know? You get money.
No, man, I'm conservative.
You see them hoes scroll down.
I joke about that shit, but no. I joke about I like being a stripper because I love to dance.
Yeah,
yeah, I could make bank, bro. I'd love it. Like,
yeah.
I would love it.
You would make so much money.
I would not want to be in an atmosphere like that.
Yeah, it's a downhill slope.
And then I also have daughters.
You know? Yeah, that's true.
You can't emulate.
They're going to take after daddy and fuck
you. You can't emulate, you know, one type of way and then live a whole separate life. I told you that alarm was going to go off, bro.
No, it's fine, dude. It's raw content. My audience knows. You're just going to have to find it. That bitch is going to go off until you fix it.
Is it's it so right? loud in the headphones.
Wait, is it your phone?
No, I have two phones, baby.
It's the one that's recording. It did stop the recording. No, it stopped it. It stopped it. It stopped it. It stopped the recording. It stopped the recording. Go to the top. The other side. The other side. Oh. Damn, homegirl called you like 9 times or what? Hey. No, you don't have to keep recording. It's all good. We have fucking 40 minutes of material.
No, I like it.
Huh? You like the camera, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You fucking slut, dude. I'm nervous then when the camera turns on, you're like, oh. See, that's the kind of girl you are. That's the kind of girl you are. If you were a chick, you'd be like, I don't know, the camera's like scares me. Puts the headphones directly around his mic when he leaves. What a fucking dumbass. We don't edit, bro. I already told you. It's my turn to. I'm gonna cast a spell on your ass.
You want me to let loose? I'll let loose.
Let loose, bro.
Pick up my magic stick.
My magic. I done grabbed his magic stick. Hey, I am keeping it going. What you mean? I already said like 15 things. I'm watching you pour some bitchy ass drink into a Dave and Buster's cup that I won, by the way. As I do with everything.
I'm drinking water.
No, you're fucking not. There's water involved in it.
Water and cocaine.
There you go.
This is water sprinkled with cocaine and
water cane.
Methamphetamines.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yep. All that. No. All that meth crystals. The crystals.
And you know.
I do.
Mm.
Why do you have big ears? You kind of big ears, huh?
You have big ears.
I don't have big ears.
You do.
I feel like my ears are small for me.
You are, you little bitch.
Huh? Is there any feature on yourself that you wish you could change?
Yeah, my back hurts.
No, lot. I said feature, bitch.
No, it's my dick's too big.
No, but for real.
Feature. I don't like my nose.
You don't? Why not? Your nose looks fine.
Looks big.
God damn it. Huh? I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. You have a Bible I can like kiss or something?
No, you're good. I don't like my nose.
Okay. You don't like your nose? Mm-mm. What about it? You think it's too big? It looks fine to me.
Does it?
I have. I see, like your bridge looks normal. Mine like pokes out. I don't like my bridge of my nose. The bridge of the nose. What? What, bitch?
You have a BMX nose.
What does that mean?
It looks like a
one of them hills.
This shit looks like a Nitro Circus ramp.
There you go. I was about to say it looks like one of them hills they hit.
I'm gonna start calling you Travis Pastrana.
Mm. You're not allowed to call me something you can't spell. Spell his last name.
Why do you always P A S T R A N A?
Pastrana?
Yeah.
Is that really what that's his name? Oh, that's too easy. Never mind. I used to say, like, pastramia or some shit.
That was a dumbass, weak-ass attack.
It wasn't an attack.
You know what? I'm going to pray for you.
Here's the thing. People think I'm attacking people. It's just my rules, bro. You're not allowed to call me anything you can't spell. And I've said that. And anytime somebody tries to fuck with me and they're like, you spell it, and I fucking spell it, dude. You're
dumb. D-U-M-M, dumb.
God damn it. He got that one. He got that one off, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll let you be whatever you want to be. What do you want to talk about, man?
Mm-hmm.
We're losing it.
We're not losing shit. They're 50 minutes in. If they're this far in, they love us to death, bro.
Yeah, I wouldn't be.
95% of the audience is gone already. We're talking to the people that would like kill us. So you know what I mean? Like the serial killers. That's who we're talking to right now.
What?
There's like two of them left. What's up, baby?
I got a thing for true crime.
They're just jerking off listening to us right now.
What?
Just a shirt.
You better leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah, yeah. A shirt with no pants and sandals.
Leave me the fuck alone.
They got sandals on. And they have one glove on, and it's not the one that they're jerking with.
Looking like a snack.
Looking like a whole snack.
Looking like a snack. Listen, this is for the
don't
the,
grab the table like you're taking a shit, dude.
Ooh,
like you're bracing listen. For the... What's up? What's up? I'm ready.
Thank you. Listen, this is for the 3%ers.
The 3%ers?
The 3%ers. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about?
No. Yes, I do.
I like it. I like that you're still here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking
it's
about?
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm that guy.
You're with us.
I am that guy.
You're that guy? You're
the 3%. You're podcast, a 3%. I never listen to our shit. That's terrible.
You listen to it every day. I already know you do. You talk about it every day. That's so do you. I.
Listen, huh? That's you. But anyways, I just want to say, man, that's cool.
He didn't have anything to
that's
say.
That's cool.
He didn't have anything to say. Tried to improv. It didn't work. I just want to say,
dude, you bring, took a deep you, breath. You know, huh? you can bring a motherfucker down like a center block tied to a police informant.
Oh, a cinder block tied. You know, I get it. I get it. Mafia execution. I get it. I understand. I thought it was like you just rambling like a police informant, and then I was like, police informant, mafia. They fucking drown people. Yeah. Have you ever seen those videos of people like diving deep down in the ocean and they fucking see dead bodies and shit? Because of that stuff?
What?
Oh, dude.
I'm sure it's just bones, but okay.
No. Like recently. Like it'll be like a month or two, and they're just like eaten up and shit. That's so fucking, that'd be crazy as fuck.
Is that where you want to go?
No, that would suck. That's like one of my worst fears for real. I'd rather burn to death than like get sunk down into the ocean.
Ooh.
Because my mind's so fucking powerful, bro. I would be so goddamn scared. It's incredible. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, you're probably going to die by a brick.
Yeah, probably one of them flying bricks. I've been hit by my own crutch before. I broke my growth plate in my foot, and my mom threw my own crutch at me and then used the other to try and hit me while I was limping away.
That's why this motherfucker has one big foot, one little foot.
Yeah. I got two left feet.
You walk in circles.
Yeah, hell, dude.
I'm going to cut off his big toe.
You know an opossum has 13 nipples?
Oh, what?
Opossum has 13 nipples. Did you know that?
Is that unnatural?
Huh?
Is that unnatural?
What do you mean? It's just what they have, bro. That seems natural to me. It's a possum that naturally got
13 nipples. Shouldn't you have like an even number of...
Yeah, you should. I think theirs is like zippered. You know what I mean?
What?
You play beer pong, you got zippers. You got the 3 and the 2. That's what it is. They got 13 of them bitches.
Interesting.
11 on one side, 12 on the other.
What?
You know what I'm talking about?
What?
I said 11 on one side, 12 on the other. I'm a fucking idiot. 7 on one side, 6 on the other. Yeah. 50 minutes in, bro. We're almost there. This is a fucking Ramblings of a Madman episode. That's what I'm calling this shit. Ramblings of a fucking Madman. We've talked nonstop about nothing. Don't make that fucking face, dude. What are you doing? You look like a peacock that with no feathers. You're just trying to flex and nothing's happening. You're just like, check out my feathers. There's nothing there. Holy shit.
I'm never trying to flex, bro.
You're always trying to flex.
I don't need to flex. You like me or you don't.
That's true. And we don't.
Well, good to know. Came to the right place.
There you go. See? I told you I make everybody better. I don't like you, and then you're going to improve yourself to make me like you.
Dude.
What's up?
You give me a fucking headache.
That's okay. I'll also cure the headache.
I want to punch you in your little BMX nose all the fucking
time. BMX nose. What does BMX stand for? Be My Xavier? From, like, X-Men?
Be My Xavier. That was weak.
What do you mean weak? It wasn't a joke. It was a guess.
What are you talking about?
You said BMX.
Like the bike.
I know. I said, what does it stand for? I know what you're talking about. Just answer the question, Chase. You have 4 seconds.
I don't have to.
God, what a fucking loser.
You can do anything you want.
What a loser, dude. What does BMX stand for? I don't have to answer. I'll answer, dude. Ask me any question. I'll answer it. In 5 seconds or less, bro.
How long have you been gay?
20 minutes. It sounded like you spit out the drink and swallowed it at the same time.
I'm good at it.
You good at spitting and swallowing at the same time?
No.
I'm just kidding. It's a trick question. I already know.
Ask your mama.
You spit and swallow for her? She pegs you and you spit and swallow for her?
I'm not a kiss and tell type of dude.
Or a get pegged and tell kind of guy. You're not a get fucked and tell.
Listen.
I'm not a get bent over and tell kind of guy. You keep bumping my laptop. Were you looking at the camera, bro? You've looked at the camera more than you've looked at me right now. Don't lick your fucking finger, dude.
Man.
If you were a girl.
I do need an OnlyFans page.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
If you were a chick, how many fingers could you take?
The fuck is that kind of question?
Just answer the question.
I have a future to plan. You can't ask me questions.
I have a future
like
to plan.
I'm not putting information like that. Like, what?
Okay, if you were a guy. If you were
I'm
a guy.
I'm an all or nothing type of guy, okay?
If you cut your transition off and went back to being a guy, how many fingers in the ass
could
you take?
That's a weak ass joke.
It's not a joke, it's a question.
No, the transition thing. But anyway, go ahead.
Whatever you say, guy.
Continue.
I mean, it's not a joke, but we're just talking about. You don't have to make everything a joke, man, okay? There are some serious things in this world, and what I'm asking you is if you reverted back to a dude, how many fingers could you take in your asshole? How many fingers, dude? Just give me a number.
What?
Give me a number.
Dude, that's so rude.
Mine's one. Mine's one.
I don't know. What's the
That's a lie, dude. My shits are so giant. I bet you I could take like three or four.
What's the ring size?
Huh?
What's the ring size?
No rings. Oh, like ring size, like their size of the finger? Like one of the mechanics, dude. Like with the fat fingers calloused up.
Listen, I've...
Because I know that's your type. You told me as soon as you're done with transition, you're going to find the nearest... what's it called? O'Reilly. You're going to go there. You're going to find the nearest O'Reilly. And you're going to find the fattest mechanic you can.
I'm going to quit this podcast. I swear to God.
That's okay. I'll replace you, dude.
You can't.
I'll replace you with vapor and whiskey. Mm-hmm. I'll find somebody that vapes as much as you do. They don't exist, but I'll find them.
I got someone in mind. I got someone in mind.
You do?
Yeah.
Your daughters?
No.
What the fuck? They'll come to the podcast. They're probably better than you already. They're like...
You missed that whole joke.
What?
You missed that whole joke.
No, I do. I did know the joke. Okay, I breezed past it.
Oh, nice.
Dude, I'm a good breezer, dog. Nice. I'm good at breezing past
you sure?
Hmm?
You sure?
Sure about what?
I don't think you breezed past it. I think you missed it.
I blacked out for the last 20 minutes. What are you talking about?
I think you missed it.
Missed what?
Anyways. All right. Folks.
Folks.
I got my magic stick.
He got his magic stick.
Right on time.
Give my hat back, bro.
Dog.
I got to end the podcast with my hat back on. I want my hat back here. Take your gray shit.
Take my gray shit.
Take your gray shit.
Dude.
That's actually a cool hat. I didn't even look at it before I put it on. Why are you handing me a headphone, bro? God damn. You've been sipping too much of that hot Everclear of mine. Dude tried to hand me his headphones. Don't point your magic stick at me, bro. My mouth's watering already. Can you... Huh? Can I what? Yeah. That's his teeth.
Your mom used to his teeth.
Don't point that shit at me, bro. Don't point that shit. I don't want to turn into a frog, bro. I'm not going to do it. There ain't no prince to kiss.
I got to stop doing podcasts tired,
bro. Honestly, I like it. I've liked this episode.
It's stupid as fuck.
We're calling... What are we calling it?
You just said it was like...
Ramblings of a Madman?
That sounds like...
It's a long title.
It sounds serious.
It does.
I don't like that.
What you want to call it then, bitch?
I want to call it...
I mean, Chase. Magic
Man,
stick.
I don't know, dude. I'm like,
magic stick?
Obviously.
Magic stick?
Obviously.
What else? What other options?
There's no other option.
That's the only choice, dude. Why are you?
And you
tagged
50 Cent.
Double fisting magic stick right now. You can't double fist the magic stick while on the podcast, bro. That has to be illegal in at least half the states.
I feel protected. I'm a huge Harry Potter fan.
Oh yeah. Name one spell.
What?
Name one spell that he says. They say spells the entire time. I have one. I know one.
What is it?
Oh, you're close.
Oh,
I know two of them.
What is it?
Expecto Patronum.
Expecto Patrona?
Yeah, Patronum.
Patronum.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't know what it means, but that's definitely one.
No, it means that's their spirit animal that comes out.
Are you sure?
Yes, it is.
I bet there's Harry Potter fans
like
listening.
In episode.
Like, that's not what it fucking
episode
means.
Episode 6, I believe it is. When he sees his dad's.
Episode 6.
Or no,
six.
he thinks he sees his dad's stag as the Patronum charm.
Right,
I know my Harry Potter series. I've read the books.
I've watched them all, but I'm not like super into it. It was cool though.
Don't test me.
I'm not testing you, bro. Just ask.
Okay, I know my. I don't give a shit. I know my Harry Potter shit.
What's that bitch that wears all pink that everybody hates?
Who?
What? The old bitch that wears all pink. She was like a principal.
Oh,
movie.
Yeah, that was like towards.
I wanted to fucking drop kick her in the back.
Yeah. What's crazy? She wasn't even like part of the dark arts or anything. She was just a dumb bitch.
Yeah, she was just frustrating to deal with.
Like you, the whole time you think she's like pairing up with Voldemort, fucking ISIS.
She should have been like that because she was evil, bro.
But don't. Oh man, I'm not. Once a year,
we'll do a Harry Potter.
Once a year, me and my kids, we have a marathon. Like you're gonna. They don't even want to because they think it's scary.
You
I'm
tie
like,
your
what?
Kids
it's
down
scary?
And force them to watch it.
No.
Wait, hold up. Did you just say your kids think Harry Potter's scary?
They think like they love music. But
dude,
not,
that's so sad, bro. Dude, I love horror.
My youngest
movies.
Will like cover her ears and I bump music. Like,
oh my
like,
god!
Noises.
Oh my god! That's so sad. I love horror movies, bro. If you think
check out the Jack Hawk 9000 only at
Jack
Walmart.
Hawk. Jack Hawk? Jack Cock?
Jack Hawk.
Oh, my bad. I thought you were saying Jack Cock.
Dude.
Huh?
Why is that kind of stuff on your brain that much?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. I'm trying to help you out.
No, what?
But I feel like some people will understand the things I say, and then 99% of the audience won't.
What?
But that's fine. They're allowed to do that. They're allowed to think whatever they want.
What?
Dude, we made it. We're 59 minutes in, bro.
I don't give a fuck about the
minutes. Fuck you, dude.
I don't give a fuck about the minutes.
That's why your headphones. That's why your headphones are from fucking 1927.
Dude, you bought them.
Bro, listen. You take them off. It goes. Yeah, take it off. Go ahead. Take it off. Let the audience hear it.
Whatever.
Doesn't take it off. Dude, he's not taking it off. Fucking, look at the camera again.
I wanna. You know what?
That hoodie is nice. I like that hoodie. It was my favorite hoodie. When I was in shape, I could wear it. I can't wear it right
your
now.
Your mom likes it.
It's just the seventh year mom joke, you know? Dude, switch it up. Change it up.
No. Fuck no.
Change it up. Do that?
Baby, I'm a 90s baby. Baby.
You're a 90s?
Why would I?
You're an 80s baby.
I was born in the 80s. I was raised in the 90s.
You're an 80s guy. Mm-hmm. Oh, real mature guy. Real mature.
This motherfucker always wants to...
Huh?
I'm gonna start my own shit. I'm gonna start my own podcast.
It's not gonna happen, dude. It's not gonna work out for you.
You know what?
Yeah, listen in to hear Chase say.
A great night.
Have 10 minutes of content of him whispering into the mic.
Great work day. I'm gonna stay positive. I'm gonna let you.
What time is it right now?
You're a thumb.
I'm a thumb.
Talking shit to me.
I'm a thumb. Thumb. Get it right. Say it twice. There you go. Thumb. Thumb. Say it twice. Say it twice, thumb thumb. We out, bro.
Hey, look, thumb thumb thumb.
Thumb 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 thumb.
I like the way.
Red Robin's thumb. Son of a bitch. Hey, bro, follow us on Instagram now.
Do you want to know my like saddest part?
Let
of
me
day?
Fucking talk.
No, not at all. All
right, you go. You go ahead.
My saddest part of my day.
What's up?
Ending the podcast with you.
I know, baby. It's tough. It's got to happen. It was a lot of fucking fun. We'll definitely record twice this week if we can. Right. I'm down whenever, any night, any evening. And if it's on Tuesday or Wednesday, I can do any part of the day if you get rained out or some shit. Because right. You have like a fucking job in the sun and shit. okay. Hey, bro.
The camera one last time.
Yeah, one last time at the camera. Hey, bro. Follow us on Instagram. It's Smoking Whiskey Podcast. You get to see us be stupid and do stupid shit. And have fun, bro. We're gonna post this episode. We've actually recorded
my magic stick.
Part of the shit. We've recorded part of the shit. You'll get to see a little clip or two of it. Follow us on there. Review us on Apple Music and Spotify or whatever the fuck. Share us, bro. Say, hey, if you like us, show your friends and family us. Let's get this cult moving, bro. Let's get this cult moving so we can all move into a fucking cabin in the mountains or some shit one day. You know what I mean?
Okay, I want to back up.
What?
Never mind. Sing us out, Ryan.
Cause your daddy don't, your mama don't dance, and your daddy don't rock and roll. Boom, ba doom, da doom, doom, da doom, da doom, da doom, da doom. That's all I know, bro. I learned it from the movie RV.
Next time, pick a fucking song you know.
Okay.
Right.
A B C D E F G.
Brian Wishay looks Elemento. Like me.
That's that freestyle fire for you right there. Smoking Whiskey fans, we will see y'all next time.
Peace.
Chasing Brian out, bro. Later.